I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. We talk to our loved ones often, but we all should have the talk of a lifetime. Sitting down and talking to someone about their life story can be rich and satisfying. Learning about the things that matter the most to them in life can help bring us closer to those we care about the most. Have the talk of a lifetime. Visit jbsmith.com for a free brochure and information to help you have the talk of a lifetime. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. Happy New Year. Hey, This Week in Real Estate is now this Sunday from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. But all the rest of the week, I help people like you buy and sell homes. So if you need help in 2014 buying or selling a home, call me, Terry Hall, at 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Or just listen to This Week in Real Estate, Sundays from 1 until 3, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And since it's a quarter after 5 on Friday, it is time to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, then our phone lines are open. I'm clearing off the early birds right now, Dan. So, all right, the lines are open right now. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Cell phones, star KTRS. Before we get to the challenge, I just want to mention one thing about American Idol. The show came back on the air this week and had its lowest ratings ever. Remember all those stories that were around the last couple of weeks about how, oh, because the judges are all going to be friendly and it's going to have a more family feel, that Keith Urban and J-Lo and Harry Connick Jr. as the new member of the cast, it's going to be a whole new feel this year and we think the viewers are going to love it. Nope. Down 20% from last year.
And it was already down last year.
Right. It's been down. Yeah. Not only that, the average age of the viewers, when that show first went on the air in 2001, it was average age was 32 years old. Now it's 51 years old.
Wow.
Which tells you the younger viewers have abandoned it completely. And at the same time, Simon Cowell's show, The X Factor, it's tanking big time as well. Didn't do well for Fox. So you got to ask yourself, was it really a good move for American Idol to let Simon Cowell go and for Simon Cowell to leave American Idol? Because that formula worked, I thought.
Yeah, we were talking. Some of the younger kids don't even know who Harry Connick Jr. is.
Right. Not exactly the most contemporary artist to put on the show. So
did Simon leave or was he asked to leave?
No, he left because he had the X Factor in London, in the UK as a TV show. He would do American Idol one season here and then go back there and do the X Factor as the other season. He thought, well, now I'll just do the X Factor in both countries. Mm-hmm. Incorrect.
Yes.
Bad
Wrong
career move. Nobody cares about either of those shows.
No.
The other
I think
thing,
it's run its course. I
do have to mention one guy who was on Wednesday night. We're not going to use him as punishment music today. But a guy by the name of Sam Atherton was on. I don't watch the show anymore, but a listener emailed me a clip of this guy who was on there. He's a guy from Taunton, Massachusetts, who had a guitar, and he played and sang, and all three of the judges said, no. Yeah, let's vote now. No, get out. And he got out. And, of course, on the way out, he dissed them. Oh, they don't know anything about music, the way they always do. Turns out that Sam Atherton has a little bit of a record. Back in 2010, he was arrested for, well, he was working a frozen lemonade truck in front of a church. And when the churchgoers came out after church and he'd served their kids and everything, an eyewitness told police that they saw him inside the truck bobbing his head up and down with an intense look on his face while vigorously moving his arm and shoulder.
Oh.
And when they approached him to confront him, his pants were around his ankles.
Oh. He was making lemonade.
Yes.
I'll be darned.
He was arrested for open and gross lewdness. His excuse, this is from the police record, oh, no, I wasn't doing that. I was just scratching my foot. I have a severe fungus there.
A severe fungus?
Which is why you drop trow.
Yeah.
Come on.
You drop your pants, they
What's
cover
the
your
head
foot.
Head bobbing, though. What kind of technique is that?
Well, he must really get into it.
To each his own. I don't know. But there's your American Idol right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Let's go to the phones for our first contestant. Paul, welcome to the Big 550.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I just want to give a shout-out to my son who's over in Korea, and I hope his time goes fast over there.
I hope so, too. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories for the challenge. Category 1 is always our topical one. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category 2, with the holiday coming up Monday. Category 2, Martins not named Luther King. And Category 3, It Happened in January. Not this January, but previous Januaries. Which one would you like?
Oh, boy. Well, let's go with It Happened in January.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how we play the Harris Challenge. I'm going to give you a series of five questions. The easiest is worth 1 point. The last one, the hardest, will be worth 5 points. You have 60 seconds to answer them. You can pass on a question if you want and come back and pick it up later if time permits. But when the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, we'll tally up your points. And if you get 8 or better, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. And they have 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have your choice of movies. We have from Werenberg Theaters. We have Lone Survivor. You can pick from Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit.
Yeah.
And we also have The Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we have I, Frankenstein, which opens on the 24th.
So your choice of the movies or the donuts.
Movies, yes.
Or you can have all of that if you get all the questions correct. And 15 points, we call that the clean sweep. That is a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
Of course, Paul, there's the downside of the Harris Challenge, which is if you don't get 8 or more, if you get 7 or less, federal law requires that I punish you. You'll accept that like a man, won't you?
You bet.
Okay. Category is It Happened in January. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the first name of the woman Elvis Presley sued for divorce in 1973 on his 38th birthday?
Soa.
Correct. Which classic Leonardo da Vinci painting was exhibited in the U.S. for the first time in January 1962?
Say the Mona Lisa.
Correct. Which grunge band played their last American concert in January of 94 at the Seattle Arena?
Nirvana?
Correct. In January 2002, which island nation became home to Al-Qaeda members taken prisoner by the U.S.?
Cuba.
Correct. At Guantanamo Bay. Here's your five-pointer for the clean sweep. Which rock band was named Official Ambassadors of Music by the Canadian government in January 1979?
Oh, boy. Okay, I'll say Journey.
Was it Loverboy?
No, it was last year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Rush.
Oh.
Rush. Okay.
Are they Canadian?
Yes, they are.
I'll be darn, eh?
Very, very Canadian, eh? Paul, you got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4. That's 10 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Woo!
Now stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we meet contestant number 2. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am living the dream, headed home to help my two boys finish up Pinewood Derby cars.
No, say their names.
Carter and Owen.
Okay. We have you been paying attention? Martin's not named Luther King, or our new third category, Down on the Farm.
Ooh, I'll try the Martins.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Jeff, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Martin won an Oscar for directing The Departed?
Martin Scorsese.
Correct. Which Martin had a big hit called Livin' La Vida Loca?
Ricky Martin.
Correct. Which Martin starred on a sitcom called Martin?
Martin Lawrence.
Correct. Which Martin was the eighth president of the United States?
Martin Van Buren.
Correct. Now, for your clean sweep, which Martin produced almost every Beatles album in the 60s?
George Martin.
That's a clean sweep. You can't do better than that, Jeff. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Very efficiently done. And if stand by, Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll bring in our third contestant. Hello, Don.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Who was that last one?
That was Jeff on line five. Go ahead, Don.
For all of your insurance needs, talk to my lovely wife, Carlene Weber, at Halo Insurance, 314-351-HALO.
That is the commercial endorsement that you can use as your five-second cheap plug opportunity. Nicely done, Don. Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention, Down on the Farm, or our new third category, Somebody Has to Be First?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which local high school was freaked out yesterday by a visit from a Channel 5 reporter?
Kirkwood.
Correct. Which character did Russell Johnson, who died this week at 89, play on Gilligan's Island?
The professor.
Correct. What was the original destination of a Southwest flight that mistakenly landed last week in Hollister, Missouri?
Branson.
Correct. A federal judge rejected a $765 million settlement this week for victims of what?
The Detroit bankruptcy?
NFL concussions.
Oh.
Five-pointer, which company announced this week that it had invented contact lenses that can monitor glucose levels in the tears of diabetics?
Oh, my. No clue.
Google.
Google.
And by the way, since I am completely freaked out by anything that ever gets close to my eye, I hope I never become a diabetic.
I am too.
I could not put those contact lenses in. It actually monitors the sugar level in the system.
And wow.
It's a phenomenal thing. Google's not going to market it, but they're trying to team up with other people. They came up with, that's one of those things, you know, Google tells their employees, look, you know, take a certain percentage of your day and just work on anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Work on something fantastic. And so somebody there in Silicon Valley came up with something. Oh, yeah, how about diabetic contact lenses? Okay, go for it. And they announced it this week. Don, you got the one, you got the two, you got the three? Oh, that's only six.
That
means I have to punish you. As you may know, the Academy Award nominations were announced yesterday, and Joe Hipperson and I agree that the woman who will win the Academy Award for Best Actress is Cate Blanchett, who is fantastic in the Woody Allen movie Blue Jasmine. But
yes, she was.
But she's not going to win any awards for her singing. Listen.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
Yeah.
Just walk on by. Make believe that you don't see my tears. Just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down and cry.
Okay.
So what?
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, Dionne Warwick's rolling over in her psychic right now. Don, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And before we go to our final contestants here, we have two left, and I'll get to in a second. Trivia question for Dan. The professor, whose real name was Roy Hinckley. The character was Roy Hinckley.
Oh, Roy Hinckley.
Played by Russell Johnson.
Yes.
His death leaves two Gilligan's Island actors still alive. Do you know who they are?
That is Tina Louise and Dawn, what's her name? What the heck's her name?
Dawn Wells.
Dawn Wells.
That would be Ginger and Marianne.
Ginger and Marianne are off.
You know what? Have some donuts on me.
All right. Thank you.
And by on me, I mean bring them in next time you go to Old Town Donuts. Let's go to our fourth contestant now. Tom, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just hope I don't have to hear that singing again.
Well, we all do. I have to, as I remind everybody, we're the ones with headphones on.
Yeah.
Tom, which category would you like? Down on the farm or somebody has to be first?
How about somebody has to be first?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What naval rank was David Farragut, the first American, to achieve?
Pass.
What was the first college in the United States? Yale, Princeton, or Harvard?
Yale.
Harvard. What was the first five and dime store in the U.S.? Kmart, Woolworths, or Corvettes?
Woolworths.
Correct. Which Midwestern city was home to America's first skyscraper, a whopping 10 stories tall?
Chicago.
Correct. What U.S. government position was Rebecca Felton, the first woman, to fill? Senator, Secretary of State, or Congresswoman?
Congresswoman.
Senator. Back to the one-pointer. What naval rank was David Farragut the first American to achieve?
Officer.
What officer rank?
I don't know.
Do you know what the top naval rank is?
Nope.
Admiral. Admiral, 1866, Admiral David Farragut. All right, Tom, let's see how you did here. You got the three, you got the four, and that's where things shut down. So even though you didn't want it, you're going to take it, young man.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
Remember when your dad always used to say, this is going to hurt me a lot more than it's going to hurt you?
Walk on by.
That was always a lie, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
That you don't see my tears, just let me grieve in private, cause each time I see you, I break down and cry.
Okay. All right, that's enough. Thank you very much. Tom, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. And our final contestant today is you, Ben. Ben, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
If you need a plumber, call Performance Plumbing.
Okay. The category that we have left on the board here is Down on the Farm. 60 seconds on the clock, Ben. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Approximately how much of the Earth's surface is suitable for farming? 4%, 24%, or 54%?
4%.
Correct. Which is more likely to float in water, a freshly laid egg or an egg that's a couple of weeks old?
Probably the old one.
Correct. For 1 point each, name three of the four top grains produced in the world.
Wheat, barley, and I don't know.
You want to pass?
Give me the two.
I'm sorry, you want to pass?
Yes, pass.
Okay, which vegetable was placed in Egyptian mummies because its layer within a layer structure was considered a symbol of eternity?
The onion.
Correct. How many times a year is your average sheep sheared?
Three times.
Once. Back to the grains. Name three of the four top grains produced in the world. You got wheat, right? The ones you didn't get, rice, corn, and oats.
Okay.
Let's see how you did. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and you got one more for wheat. That's 8 points, and you're right over the threshold as a winner, Ben.
All right. Send me to the prize man.
All right. Congratulations. He's going to pick up and give you your information, and that's the Harris Challenge. So easy to play, even if you don't call. Play along. The most fun you can have with your radio on every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com. Now, I have a great new batch of animal-related knuckleheads in the news, plus Mr. Mike Evans right after this.
And we're going to get a look at traffic now. Here is Mr. Tim Weiland.
And now westbound 40 is slowing from Vandeventer through McCausland. It's heavy now from Lindbergh out through Mason and from Boone's Crossing, a couple little slow pockets to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 55 still just has that little slowdown between Arsenal and Gasconade. On westbound 44, a little heavy right around Elm and then from Miraz to west of Bowles. Eastbound 270 slows Lindbergh through New Florissant, and northbound 170, you'll find it slow from Highway 70 almost all the way up through Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Every Missouri Lottery Monopoly Jackpot Scratchers gives you a chance at winning up to 100 grand instantly and or $1 million or more online at molottery.com. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
It's a holiday for many people. Martin Luther King Jr., the national holiday, but we'll be here for you. Randy back at it with us starting at 10 a.m. A little chilly over the weekend. We'll warm it up with some baseball talk. Boy, the Cards are going to be back in Jupiter in no time. We'll talk baseball. Also, Frank Haith, the Missouri head coach, his weekly visit with us right here on KTRS starting at 10.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local. An incredible vacation at an outstanding value from Brentwood Travel. That's what you'll find at St. Louis's largest cruise show, the 24th Annual Cruise Expo, sponsored by Brentwood Travel on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 24th through the 26th at West County Center. Right now is the time to get incredibly low prices on all types of cruises anywhere in the world, like large and small ships, river cruises, sailing ships. With 15 of the world's top cruise lines represented at one big show, you won't find a better opportunity to get a fantastic deal on the vacation of a lifetime. And along with these low prices, you'll find a variety of bonuses like cabin upgrades, onboard gratuities, free shore excursions, cruise and air discounts, Macy's gift cards, or even free airport parking at Park Express. And someone will win a free Royal Caribbean cruise for two just for registering. It all starts at Brentwood Travel's Cruise Expo, January 24th through the 26th at West County Center, I-270 and Manchester Road. Don't book anywhere until you've talked with the experts at Cruise Expo. Details at BrentwoodTravel.com. Some offers are for selected departures only. Restrictions apply on all gifts and promotions.
Last night, I had this amazing dream. I dreamed
that I finally had the ribbon-cutting ceremony at my new yoga studio. Everyone in town was there, and parked out back was
the cutest little convertible that my parents got me for my birthday. I drove it home and went inside to find
the coolest man cave ever, with a finished home theater and a walkout that led to a killer backyard with
a treehouse shaped just like a pirate ship. It was
the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we all deserve to set our sights on the things we'd love to accomplish this year. American Family Insurance is always there protecting your dreams. Our agents can help make sure you have the right coverage, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
And I will do it for you.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey of Heisey Advisory Group. My husband Ken and I started our practice knowing that we could only be as successful as the families we work with, and nothing makes us happier than helping our clients. Call us now for a no-obligation consultation, and we can help you with a roadmap for your retirement. Call us at 314-909-1116. Our economy and our lives are changing all the time, and you should be sure that you're prepared for both. Our comprehensive approach is designed to give you the predictability and flexibility you need to help effectively protect your assets.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116, or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Heisey Advisory Group, a simple path to financial security. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Who do you call when you need assistance with extended care planning? NHC. At National Healthcare, escape the ordinary when it comes to independent and assisted short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. At National Healthcare, care is their business. NHC has provided healthcare to the area by offering independent and assisted living as well as skilled nursing for over 40 years. NHC believes in offering an unexpected lifestyle to seniors. Experience the difference of a home-like environment where your care is their business. Learn more about NHC by visiting any of their five locations in Lake St. Charles Retirement, NHC Town and Country, Maryland Heights, St. Charles, or Deloge. They offer free information to assist you with short-term rehabilitation, memory care, to long-term planning needs. Learn more at nhccare.com or call 314-723-9049. National Healthcare, caring in a better way, day by day.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me in the studio. And on the phone, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market out in the Chesterfield Valley, Mr. Mike Evans.
Oh, give me that.
Come on now.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hi. What's going on there, man?
I am really looking forward to my football on Sunday.
I'm going to talk about it in just a minute.
Okay.
So, we start off with a pop quiz question. Name the name of the actress who will spend this weekend painting her own bathroom. She likes doing stuff like that. Courtney Cox. Naomi Watts. Scarlett Johansson. Mm. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Oscar nominations. Too big a surprise to me that Tom Hanks was not nominated. Shocked that the Butler didn't get anything. Thought Forrest Whitaker or Oprah would have been nominated. No, zero, zip. Robert Redford cried foul because he said he didn't get a nomination because his movie All Is Lost, that the studio, Lionsgate, didn't work the picture enough. No, actually, the movie stunk. That's probably why he didn't get a nomination. You know, I'm surprised at Gravity. I mean, 10 nominations, 92% of that movie was computer-generated. I gave it, I think, 2.5, 3 stars. I liked it. I thought it was good, very creative, very unique. Best picture of the year? I don't think so. I mean, Butler, I thought, was a lot better than Gravity.
No, I thought Gravity was the best movie of the year because it was so different and so cleverly shot. And this guy, Alfonso Cuarón, who directed it.
He'll get director because it was so unique that way.
Yeah.
I mean, the story was stupid. I mean, the whole thing was just ridiculous, really. But the effects were so good. And so different that, you know, it certainly made it a really good movie. I just don't think it was the best movie of the year by far. And Her, there's another movie I gave 2.5 stars. I thought it was good and it was interesting. It was different. It was unique. Best movie of the year? I don't get it.
I haven't seen it yet. My favorite movie of the year was American Hustle. I don't think it has a chance of winning, though, does it?
I don't think so. I think 12 Years a Slave is going to win it. Mm. Best picture. And I love that, and I like American Hustle. And I think if I had to guess right now, after I talked about 25 voters today by phone, and the feeling I got from them, Gravity director wins for directing. 12 Years gets best picture. Both best actor and supporting actor go to Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay, so that means McConaughey and Leto, who you and I have talked about it, both fantastic,
fabulous. Best actress. I mean, I you know, Meryl Streep was completely ignored by the Golden Globes, but nominated with Oscar, and we've disagreed on this. I thought she was the best performance she's ever done. Most of them seem to think that, you know, Meryl's won enough, and which doesn't make sense if whether or not it was the best. And they seem to think that Amy Adams is going to win, and that and Jennifer Lawrence or the girl from Slave will win supporting.
I think Cate Blanchett's a lock for best actress.
I heard her name a couple of times. I forgot Blue Jasmine 5 minutes after I walked out of the theater.
And when I walked out, I said, and it was like January or February of last year, I even came in here the next day on the air and I said, here's your Academy Award winner right here, Cate Blanchett.
I would take Cate Blanchett over Amy Adams, though. I don't understand Amy Adams. I thought she did a, you know, I didn't think she was good. I mean, and the movie was great, but I don't know. I thought Meryl was better, and I do think Cate Blanchett was probably better than Amy Adams. So
you know who I'd like to see win in that supporting category? June Squibb, who played Bruce Dern's wife in Nebraska.
Yeah, she was great, but I just don't think that's
no, not going to happen. But I would just like to see it.
Yeah. So I got a movie review. So here you go. You get all these movies: best pictures, best director, best actors, best actress, supporting. You also got another movie opening up today, Ride Along. But this isn't a great movie.
No.
The plot is about. Even the plot makes no sense at all. The plot is about a guy, Kevin Hart plays a guy, who has to survive a 24-hour cop drive-along with his girlfriend's brother to win her hand. How does that even make sense?
Stupid.
The cop is played by Ice Cube. It really is an unbelievably bad movie. PG-13, hour and 40 minutes, 1 star.
Mm.
Terrible.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Omaha! All right, huge ratings for the AFC NFC Championship games on Sunday. Here's the Mike Evans Fearless Forecast. Seattle over the 49ers.
Yeah.
Denver over New England.
I like that.
And that's the Super Bowl we wanted to see all season, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, did you see the story about this Seattle running back, Derek Coleman, who's got, he's legally deaf. He has to wear things in his ears so they can hear any noise at all. And whenever Russell Wilson changes the play at the line of scrimmage, he'll turn around and he can read Russell Wilson's lips. He's a lip reader.
Wow.
It'd be the first time you had a guy who was essentially, you know, not able to hear the Super Bowl playing in the Super Bowl if Seattle wins this weekend.
Is he left tackle?
No, he's a running back.
Oh, he's a running back.
Yeah.
And Seattle's got a loud crowd, too.
Yeah.
Winslow Jr. getting picked up with... marijuana, alcohol in the car, middle of the night, sitting with two open bottles of Vaseline and an erection.
Yeah, synthetic marijuana, yeah.
That's not a good call, is it?
No. Well, I'm surprised professional athletes usually don't act that way.
No, they usually don't. Sure.
He said he was looking for a Boston market.
Yeah.
And that excited him.
Exactly.
Plucking that chicken.
Odds and ends. Now Miley Cyrus is posting topless selfies on her Twitter account.
Awesome.
Better look closely.
Yeah. Boy. No kidding.
This summer, the same beachfront home in Long Beach, New York, was rented for a month by Ray Romano. Then a couple of days after he moved out, Jon Stewart rented for a month. This house rented for $130,000 a month.
Wow.
$130,000.
Wow.
Happy birthday today to 92-year-old Betty White, who is going to have dinner tonight with her younger part-time boy toy.
How much younger?
90-year-old Bob Barker.
All right.
Really good friends.
Well, they together they've been spayed and neutered.
Yes.
182 years of dinner they're sitting there.
Wow.
Who's painting your bathroom? Is it Naomi Watts, Courtney Cox, or Scarlett Johansson?
Courtney.
Scarlett.
She got spotted coming out of a Home Depot carrying paint and was asked about it. She says she likes to paint and she's going to paint her bathroom. Scarlett Johansson. Finally. San Francisco loses. New England loses.
Yeah.
Denver, Seattle Super Bowl of the Oklahoma and the Ohio. Yeah, look who I got. Yeah, I am. Two way, carry me, carry me. Let me look at the key.
Mike Evans brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market out in the Chesterfield Valley. Now we span the globe for an all-animals edition of Knuckleheads in the News. We begin in Mexico City, where Guillermo Reyes was stopped at an alcohol checkpoint and told to get out of the car to take a breath test. As he opened the door, the cops heard a voice inside the car. They looked inside, did not see another person. But they did see and hear Guillermo's pet parrot, which was squawking, "He's drunk! He's drunk! He's drunk!" It turned out the parrot was telling the truth when Guillermo failed a sobriety test and was subsequently arrested. Police took him and the parrot to the drunk tank to sober up. The parrot wasn't under arrest for snitching, but the cops feared that the bird would die if separated from his owner. So the parrot accompanied Guillermo to jail. In the morning, Guillermo was sober, and the parrot... Oh, we're still alive. Don't think like that. Why would you think that bad thought? No, the parrot was still alive. Did not have much to say, however. Story number two is from Goldthorpe, England, where Kerry Leach and Matthew Heckler rushed home when they got messages about an explosion at their house. Arrived to discover the house surrounded by firefighters, they could see that the living room windows had blown out. They're worried about their pets inside the house. They thought that there had been a gas explosion, but after things calmed down, firefighters explained that the fire appeared to have started when Zeus, their six-year-old puppy, a Whippet mix, had bit into a can of spray deodorant and left the punctured can next to the gas fireplace. The can ignited when the burner came on. It knocked out the bay window, cracking the fireplace, destroying the floorboards, and ruining the sofa. The puppy, Zeus, along with the two other dogs and three cats, made it out of the home unscathed. A home? Not so much. $3,300 in damage. In Spokane, Washington, Tabitha Omachia was on her way home from work when she was hit at a red light by a car with a chihuahua behind the wheel. What was it, a Taco Bell commercial? No. The dog had apparently knocked the parked car out of gear and coasted into traffic. Tabitha looked up to see, "Who hit me?" She couldn't believe what she saw. Good news is nobody hurt, damage minimal. And finally, in Karama, Australia, Hendrik Helmer woke up with severe pain in his ear. He suspected something had crawled inside there. He hoped it wasn't a venomous spider. They have that in that part of Australia. He tried using a vacuum cleaner to pull the creature out. Then tried some tap water to encourage it to get out on its own. Neither one of those worked. So his roommate drove him to Royal Darwin Hospital. By the way, the roommate thing puzzles me. Can you imagine you're rooming with somebody and you see him putting a vacuum cleaner to his ear? What are you doing with that dirt devil there, Hedrick? Yeah. When they got to the hospital, a doctor put olive oil in his ear. That encouraged the insect to move further down the ear canal, but it also started to die. The doctor finally had to use long forceps to clear the insect out. And when she told Hendrik that his problem might be a little roach, turned out that was an underestimate. It was more than 3/4 of an inch long, the largest insect ever pulled out of someone's ear in Australia.
Wow.
After hearing the story, some of his friends have started sleeping with earplugs or headphones. But Hendrik says, it could never happen again, and he won't change his habits. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. You tell me, do we have time?
Yes.
Ian and I have been raving about the new edition of Jerry Seinfeld's web series, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, because he takes a ride with Jay Leno in a 1949 vintage Porsche.
Oh, cool.
The car is cool.
Yeah.
But the inside comedy discussion between these two stand-up legends is even better.
You know why we became friends is because we shared this basic outlook on our profession, which is... there's no awful gigs. That all gigs are great.
There are awful gigs. I remember I used to do the Playboy Clubs. The Playboy Clubs had a room director. At the end of the day, he would take out a card and go, "I'm going to grade you on your act, and this card goes right to Mr. Hefner. You have to sign it." So one day I'm at the Playboy Club in New York, and I go on stage. Not a laugh. Nothing. So I come up to the guy and goes, "Hey, come here.
you get an F. I said, what is this crowd? He goes, they're from Portugal. It's a bus tour. From Portugal? You didn't tell me they're from Portugal. He goes, so you just make your act Portuguese. I go, I can't make my act, I don't speak Portuguese. I don't speak English. You can't give me an F. You're going to go, no, you got to sign it. No, sign it. You'll never work here again. So I have to sign the card that goes to Mr. Hefner, and I got an F. That was a bad year.
You got paid, didn't you?
I did get paid. All right. Put your belly in.
In Seinfeld's world, if you got paid, it was not a bad gig. Oh, that's classic. Fortune, all right, we're all done for today. For Dan and Ian and everybody else here on the show, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend. Stand by for Fox 2 News at 6, and then we'll have some sports for you tonight, and then Scott Sherman later on. And don't forget, midnight, Saturday and Sunday, you can hear my syndicated show, America Weekend, which airs at various times all around the country, but midnight, Saturday and Sunday here on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get a final look at traffic now. Here is our buddy Tim Weiland.
Well, things are not that bad on the highways. We do have slow traffic still on westbound 40 approaching Kings Highway through McCausland from Spady out through 141, but a great run to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, just a little bit busier than normal between Tesson Ferry and 55. Northbound 170, you're slowing from approaching Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Eastbound 270, heavy east of McDonald through New Florissant. And in just about 10 minutes, they're going to start the shutdown near for Highway 70 as they do the project at the depressed section. At 6 o'clock, they're going to shut down the Eads Bridge, the ramp from the Poplar Street Bridge onto westbound 70 and the reversible lanes. And then at 7 o'clock, they'll shut down all of Highway 70 between Pine and the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Every Missouri Lottery Monopoly Jackpot Scratchers gives you a chance at winning up to 100 grand instantly and or $1 million or more online at molottery.com. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join us for the Monday broadcast, and an authentic member of Camelot, Christopher Kennedy Lawford, joins us to talk about his new book. And also on this Martin Luther King holiday, we talk about the assassination with the author of Truth at Last, the untold story behind James Earl Ray and the assassination of MLK.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Say your name.
KTRS.
Hi. You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your
said, boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Another day, another school in the St. Louis area goes on lockdown. And you might be surprised to find out what happened when a kindergarten student brought a toy gun to class. Is this becoming the new normal in a heightened era of school security? And we now know how much money a Rock'em Sock'em boxing and mixed martial arts event raised for the families of fallen first responders. First on Fox, fears of school shootings are rising. Two students were wounded by another student with a gun today in a high school gym in Philadelphia. And in Jefferson County, Hillsboro High School was placed on lockdown this morning for hours over fears of a gun. Charles Jaco has that story live in Hillsboro. Charles.
Well, Sandy, no weapon was found here at Hillsboro High School, and it turns out in the end, students were really in no danger, but hundreds of students were locked.